comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. We're here because you have a right to know and because you matter. Today is K-Files Day. That means that following the show tonight, we will begin sending out our free weekly newsletter that we talk about virtually every night here on the show. And that means that all across the world, all around the world, in many hundreds and thousands of homes around the world, the lights will be coming on. They could be coming on at your place as well. If you are not subscribed to the K-Files, you need to. It's free. There's no reason for you to not subscribe to it. You can unsubscribe anytime you want to, although most people stay with us forever. Just go over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and right in the middle of your screen, you will see the word, big word, says K-Files. Click that and subscribe. Now, you're going to get a confirmation email. It has a link in it that you have to use to activate your subscription. Do that, and if you do it right now, then you'll get this week's K-Files. How about that? Our members community continues to grow. It's a large family and continuing to get larger because lights are coming on all across the globe. Our members community is, by the way, welcome to all of our new members. But our members community is absolutely packed with features for you folks. Really, it's always free to listen to the show. You can listen to this show free anywhere in the world. Unlike some shows that you have to pay for, it's absolutely free to listen to this show every night. But when you become a member, you get to watch the show live. If you happen to miss it or you live in a time zone where it's not convenient to watch it live, then you can watch it in the next 24 hours. Because every live show we do, we capture the video, we upload it. And so it's up there for 24 hours till we do the next show. You have your own friends page. You have your own blog. You have your own photo album, your own video album. You can upload video clips. You got forums. You got chat. It's just chock full of great stuff. And it's only, are you ready for this? Now, don't laugh. It's only 25 cents a day. $7.50 a month. Can you imagine that? And we'll give you the first 7 days free when you join right now. So you can take care of that right now, and then you can watch tonight's show. How about that? Hey, by the way, when you sign up, when you become a member, we have people all the time that, you know, we tell them, read the new member's info. What happens is they log in. There's a big notice right there on the first page when they log in that says, read the new member's info, and they don't do it. And then they get frustrated because there are things they can't figure out how to do. They're all really easy, but the information's in the new member's info, okay? So be sure you read that. What do you think about alchemy? What do you think of when you think of that word? Well, we're going to talk about that word tonight with our guest, S. David Farman. We'll be back. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening is the face behind an upcoming huge event called the Alchemy Event 11-11-11 out in Los Angeles. His name is S. David Farman. That's not all he does, and we are going to be having the privilege of meeting him and talking with him about some other things he's involved in as well. But, David, welcome to the Kevin Smith Show. We're delighted to have you this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Kevin Smith. It's an honor to be at your show. And peace and greetings and blessings to you and your audience.
All right. Thank you. And David, we will talk in detail about the Alchemy event a little bit later on. But let me just go ahead and tell our audience that it's a huge event that's coming up, and it'll be in November. If you go to my website where we have David's name wrong, we have David S., and it's S. David. But go over to my website. Scroll down, you'll see the picture about tonight's show, and just click on his picture. It'll take you to the Alchemy Event website, and you can see, I mean, it's gigantic. There's all kinds of speakers there and all kinds of topics, and we'll get into that. But before there was the Alchemy Event, there was S. David Farman. And David, how long you've been involved with topics related to UFOs and extraterrestrial intelligent beings and so forth for quite a while. For how long have you been involved in this?
Kevin, can I call you Kevin, sir?
Sure. And please, don't call me sir. That's my dad.
I'm sorry. It goes back to '70s when John Lear was speaking at the expos in Los Angeles, and we used to attend. And those years, I was a young man. I didn't know what's going on, and I was in love with the subject. And it was amazing years because we had no limitations in front of us to say or think or any way or shape to develop our projects instantaneously. Now you have to go through a lot of channels of fear and who's watching, who's listening, can I say this or that. Good old America was still is free. We are proud to be Americans, and freedom will shine all over the world again. Humanity will shift to new dimensions past 2012 and even before that, as everybody is awakening as we speak. We ask your audience if you would please all join us telepathically, and we bring light and hope as we speak, as I'm called New Hope for Humanity as one of my titles, which God has blessed me with.
All right, so you began looking into this back in the 70s, and this really has become a passion for you, hasn't it?
It used to be passion.
Okay.
But to a point that one day, 10, 11 years ago, actually it was a Christmas Eve after parties and stuff, I was just getting bored and browsing NASA's images on Mars, and then somehow I got to this mountain on Mars with the alien, giant alien face, and then you're talking about 11, 12 years ago. It was amazing, because for me it was amazing, and a reptilian alien face, and on mountains of Mars on NASA. It's on alienshift.com, my website, alienshift.com, alienshift.com. I have a few websites, alchemyevent.com. Alienshift in 200 pages in the 10, 11 years. So after finding the alien face on Mars, I I called George Norrie Show, and George Norrie was just starting on the Coast to Coast. Was his first or second week of stuff, and everybody was so excited to look at this picture, and we were talking about it, and George was excited. So I called NASA around, and I called this department, that department. Hey, guys, look, I found the... I was young, and I didn't know what's going on, so... hey, guys, I found the alien face on Mars, and it's another one that Richard Hoagland is showing, and it's exciting, and this and that. So anyways, NASA got getting frustrated with my calls. I got almost to the top, VPs or before the director of NASA, those days of that. But anyhow, the calls got too serious, and then they passed me to some agent calling me and asking me what's going on. And so after that, I found out that these guys know everything, and you're not supposed to talk about aliens. They don't like it.
I'm going to say something, and then we'll it applies to what you just said, and we'll talk about it. Reality really is everything you can see, but it's also everything you can't see. There really is infrared light, but you can't see it. There really is ultraviolet light, but you can't see it. There really are X-rays, but you can't see them. So reality is everything we see, and it's everything we don't see. But when it comes to NASA, reality is everything they say it is. Not everything you can see, and not everything you can't see. It's whatever they say it is. Well, that's the way they approach reality.
Yeah, Kevin, it's not about NASA. It's about, this goes deeper.
Oh, yeah. It goes right to the heart of the shadow people. Not shadow people, but shadow government.
No, it's not about government. It's they've been destroying all the records back to Vatican, even going back and destroying the human history and human records about ET contact and all the books and all the libraries of Persia, Rome, Greece, all this stuff. They burn them. They destroy them, all the records and everything we need to know and read today. It's been burned down by a number of people, even time travel backwards in time to destroy those records so we cannot find them. And even what we found in Qumran, in diggings, in Jordan, they found in the mountains. Even Israeli government doesn't share that with us. So this is Aramaic, and they don't want to say what those Christians wrote in those days. I mean, look, come on, guys. We are keep hitting the wall, and they destroy the evidence. They destroy the skeletons. Our forbidden archaeology, which we will talk about it on our event with Klaus Dana in Austria. He's got a lot of artifacts that he cannot bring it out of Austria. I mean, he would love to show it around the world, and he. Actually, he's going to show some of them next year. He said he's going to have a seminar in Austria. So,
all right, so who's behind the destruction of all this information? There's got to be some, I mean, it's not just happening on its own. Things don't happen in a vacuum. So who's behind all of it?
Well, I'm not going to name anybody, create more enemies, but it doesn't matter who it is. It's a program. It's been written to hide you from seeing.
Well, it's been in operation for a long time, and they're very, very active. But see, I will just say the program. The program defines reality as whatever they say it is. And the problem with that...
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry to interrupt you. The program is you got to wake up, go to work, come home, pay your taxes, feed your family, be with your family, and watch TV and go to sleep. Mm-hmm. The program is not that you turn your head and watch the other side. That is against the program. And that, for that, you get mind control. They see you, you're looking at the other side. They immediately notice that by your cell phone or by your actions, who you talk to or your contacts. And then you're moving against the program. So now in the matrix, your head comes up and you become a Neo. I'm sorry, go ahead. I shouldn't interrupt.
No, but that's true. And there's this dichotomy now between reality as it really is and reality as they have defined it. But I think a lot of people are waking up. Lots and lots and lots of people around this world are awakening to the fact that reality is everything you see plus everything you don't see, and it has nothing at all to do with that box they've defined for you.
That's what we are talking with all the researchers in our events. This is our third event. We used to call it Alien Event. A lot of people got scared. They said, oh, we don't like you call it Alien Event. Aliens, oh, we're not listening. And then we said, okay, let's change the name to Alchemy Event because our process is alchemical consciousness. We mix in a lot of soul conscious alchemy. So it's not about metals and creating gold, but gold in consciousness. So that's what our...
All right, we'll get to the alchemy event here in a bit. You're involved with something called Alien Shift, and you have a website, alienshift.com.
Correct.
What is Alien Shift? What is that about?
Alien Shift, as I mentioned, came around my interest in Mars. And... I still have a Yahoo chat group, which I had over a few thousand members. Now they went around, because I got busy. I cannot blog in there too much. We used to have, 11, 12 years ago, there was not many websites you could even, accept some few that you could dig in, or people were not on the internet. So they wouldn't accept Yahoo chat groups. So anyways, so we had a great 1,000 members that they were all awakened. They were all, still are, and top-notch people in the world. One in this country or one in that country. We all chatting and messaging together, and that's how the idea of Alien Shift and then Mars projects we used to chat about, Mars this and Mars that, Mars base and Moon base. And anyhow, as you know, Mars project is a big project even as we speak. So because it's one of the savior planets, if in case something big happens here, they can evacuate a lot of people, which already have about 500,000 people on Mars over the past 20 years or more. So they are residing in there, and they have Sergeant Major Bob Dean told me they have underground bases in Mars, which they cooperate with Martians who already living underground. As you know, Mars had a lot of upheavals, pole shift, and asteroids, and whatever happened there, and eons ago, and which I would believe about, to my recollection, 30,000 years ago, same time as Atlantis, which affected Atlantis too. So at that time, Martians went underground. They left, rest of them, they left the planet to Sirius B or Atlantis or other parts, or Pleiades. They came to Earth or create the different cultures somewhere. Anyhow. So we're going off the subject. So
okay, so but the name Alien Shift.
The name Alien Shift, it's about even 12 to 11 years ago, I knew that we are going to this shift will happen It's not about pole shift. It's a shift of consciousness plus pole shift. As we speak, we've been going through a very soft and gentle pole shift. As we speak, we're going through that shift. It's a very gentle pole shift. And we are lucky for that for number of humans who are controlling this. It's like I meditated about this for many years, how this pole shift did not get any worse or is not getting worse. And I found out that some of us in sleep, our minds, they are telepathically, some of us, very advanced being. We are controlling the tectonic plates of the earth with our minds, which is more powerful than you think it is. And how mind or spirit or consciousness, when in a matrix, a number of people connect and they are on the same page and they're on the same program. It's not a government program saying a human consciousness, or maybe it's a alien implemented through us. I don't know. But I've been involved in that project that automatically, subconsciously, I've been in control of some plates in California. And I believe that's one of the reasons some of us are here, staying here to hold the tectonic plates. And subconsciously, we are holding a lot of trembles and multiple earthquakes. And we can control it by our minds and subconsciousness and telepathically. We're all holding the Gaia together, the earth. Otherwise, the earth is not going to hold on too much. If some of us, our old souls, which I'm one of them, from Atlantis, Egypt, and many other, that we are here to help humanity at this time. If you leave the planet, your planet will be destroyed.
Okay, I want to get into that when we come back, but we have to step away for a break here in just a moment. As a matter of fact, in about 15 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening we are talking to S. David Farman. He is the man behind the huge event taking place in Los Angeles in November. It is called the Alchemy Event. We'll be back right, pardon me, right after this.
To the Kevin Smith Show, a place where you can get information that's out of this world.
All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening is David Farman, and we're talking with him about some things related to alien shift and also the alchemy event. And David, when we went away for break, you were talking about how there are people who are with their consciousness sort of telepathically holding the planet together right now. Let's talk about that for just a minute. Is that reality, or is that a bunch of folks just sort of dreaming?
Yes, sir, it is a reality, Kevin. We've been incarnated, a number of us. I'm channeling as I speak to you with different entities with any questions you might have so I can get my answers. I'm a multi-dimensional being. I can be at different places at the same time. Just for your information, I've been praying for a number of years to see Master Esau Jesus, and I was granted that some year ago, and or see Buddha also, and both experiences has been amazing, uplifting, and unbelievable. As you just suddenly your consciousness shift, and you're in that moment with them and speaking, watching them, reality, you're there, you're in both places, and as your body is here. So going back to some souls are holding the planet together, definitely. We are a number of us here that we are holding your planet together and helping humanity and the Mother Earth to go through this hard times, we can say, as Earth will be traveling through experiencing a new timeline that we will go against a lot of tides in the universe, a lot of new energies. These new energies will hit your planet, and it will create a lot of differences and changes in humans and the planet Earth. So at this time, your planet needs an uplift, needs consciousness, needs our help. That's why we help. We are here. We are here with you in physical, non-physical, or multidimensional beings all around the planet to watch and make sure that this planet will be safe and travel through this timeline as it did in different times in the past, as you know, in Mayan times, in Egypt, in Atlantis, and many other times before that that you do not remember or your records are lost. Therefore, you should not worry about any changes coming on your atmospheric climate or oceanic waves or tidal waves, as these are temporary and will pass. There would be interruptions in number of occasions in your planet in regarding all these events. Again, we will come out of this, and your planet will shine like a gold as it passes the timeline of 2012 and beyond. So all you should telepathically, all humans in the Earth, they should telepathically connect to each other as one being of light, and send love and light through the planet. Therefore, this will magnify the protection of the planet at this time to be safely passing through the passage. Otherwise, if all humans go against each other, hating each other, fighting each other, and creating wars and hatred, this energy will magnify the destruction energy that Gaia will not be able to handle, and the Earth will destroy itself, will be destructive, and might even hurt other planets in your solar system. And this will not be accepted by Federation or other beings that are watching this event right now. Therefore, at this point, end of transmission, we wait for your answer.
You know, Dr. Emoto in Japan has proven scientifically that how you think or what you say in the presence of water as it is crystallizing, as it is freezing, will make a difference, will make a change in the pattern of the ice crystals. If you have a group of people sit around the water and argue as it freezes, then the ice crystals look very jagged and chaotic. If you have one or more people sitting around the beaker of water as it freezes, as it crystallizes, then the ice crystals are very beautiful and artistic. And Dr. Gerald Epling over in the Dallas, Texas area has proven with his experiments that plants can anticipate or can not anticipate, but they respond to our thoughts, and they respond measurably with scientific instruments just to our thoughts. And both of these, David, I have said, indicate that that is scientific proof of consciousness permeating everything. and that it would be improper to say, I have consciousness, but it is more proper to say, I am consciousness. I am a bit of it being manifest as me. There's another bit of it over there being manifest as a plant, and another over there being manifest as a puppy dog. But consciousness just is, and it permeates everything, and it is what has created everything. Now, there are people that disagree with that. I understand that. And that's quite all right. All of you who are listening to the show know that you can disagree with me, and that's fine with me. Not a problem. I believe in freedom. At the alchemy event that's coming up, you've got every big name speaker that not everybody I can think of, but just about everybody I can think of.
Plus and, you're the biggest one.
I am going to be there. That's right.
We are honored to have you, Kevin.
Thank you. I certainly, honestly, would not view me as the biggest one. But you've got some stellar names there, and these are people well known in our community. And here's my question. You've got all those people, and there's many kinds of views between them. There's not a monolithic view or monolithic position that they take. Is that part of the whole reasoning behind calling it the alchemy event, because there are so many different views presented?
That tells you to make gold, you have to mix a lot of alloys. So this is the same alchemical process. And
philosopher's stone.
I'm the philosopher's stone, and I will make you guys create gold.
Well, it's let's talk about some of the topics that are going to be discussed there. Now, quite obviously, I mean, it's a 3-day event. You're going to have people talking about UFOs. You're going to have people talking about extraterrestrials. You're going to have people talking about channeling. You're going to have people talking about, life on other planets. Well, that would be extraterrestrial. Just about everything that we could possibly think of that we talk about in the UFO extraterrestrial community, you've got a speaker that's speaking on that.
You are the man. Everything you've been studying, researching, talking on your radio show, we're going to do.
Well, look, as a matter of fact, folks, if you click David's picture on my website, go over and take a look at the list of the speakers that he's got coming to this event. Better than 90% of those people have been on this show as guests. And you got Richard Dolan coming?
No, so, let me tell the audience that some of the speakers be skyping, and some are coming in. Richard Dolan is skyping in from back east. Yeah, and if the audience go to each day, like if they go Friday we all coming in person, but if they go Saturday and Sunday, they will see some of the speakers are skyped in. Like, we couldn't bring Pana Andov. He is in Australia. He talks about 2012. And extensively, he talks about all the Earth changes, 2012, and aliens. He's been a contactee. Aliens told him leave Macedonia and go to Australia. It'd be a safe place on some coordinates they gave him years ago. So he took his family there, and he will explain to everybody, he's a story and what he thinks, and all the Earth changes we're going to have. Again, audience should not be panicked or alarmed about Earth changes. Remember that life and death are equal. Future and past and present are same. We are non-destructible. Our soul, it goes on for eons. Your soul is a light inside you or outside your body, actually, that it's the greatest thing in the universe. And it's always there and always will be there. No matter what name you get, the next future lives or past lives or, you know, and if you don't believe in them, good, you're safe. And if you believe in them, now you gotta look beyond the what other people look and understand who you are, who you used to be, and who you're going to be in future lives. So you better find out what kind of from now, what kind of future you would like to have. What would you like to do in your future life?
This event is really perfect for our audience, and I'll tell you why.
I know. That's why
our audience is accustomed to the whole concept that when I bring someone on the show, I'm not bringing them on the show because I think their view is correct. I'm bringing them on the show, and I'm not bringing them on the show in order to promote their view. I'm bringing them on the show because I don't think it's healthy for everyone in the world to sit around and talk about, for instance, to talk about what does David Farman say. Let's bring David Farman on and hear what David Farman says ourselves. And I don't do anything to try and help sway people one way or the other. They have to make up their own minds. And so this show is really all about just let's hear the information and we'll make up our own minds. And this event, when I looked at that speakers list, I said, that's perfect. That is absolutely perfect because you can go there. It doesn't matter whether you believe this, believe that, don't believe anything. You go there, you hear the information, you see the presentation, the evidence, etc., and you make up your own mind. It's a great opportunity for that. We have to step away for a break, and then we will continue with David Farman right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening, David Farman. David, let me sort of plumb the depths of your own mind and soul for just a minute and ask you, I mean, this is a big undertaking. It's not the first of these conferences you've done. Why? Why do you do this?
Well, it's my karma and my life purpose to bring humanity together and help humanity at the time of change and consciousness. As we're going through this shift of consciousness, shift of planet, shift of alien shift with aliens, ET would land very soon. They already landed. They're between us, the inhuman form of shape from all different parts of the world. And if you turn your head, watch very closely, you will see them. So I've seen a few of them and noticed that they're among us and they're watching the situation, and even in some governments or in high powers, they're just being observant and like emissaries who are studying humanity or they're careful about how we progress, like stopping the nuclear events a few times, as some of us know. They stopped the destruction of many countries and many other terrorist acts. So even by by very democratic countries. So,
all right, let me. I don't want to get into a lot of personal information, but let me ask you this. Prior to getting involved in doing this, what was your vocation? What was your profession?
I've been in electronics and computer sales. My background in computer industry and sales and marketing, the purchasing. Basically, I maxed out in that industry. I had my own company, $20 million sales and 30 employees, so 1995. And after that, I still stayed in the industry, but did a lot of metaphysical and practices that changed my outlook in life and opened.
So you're not still in this business?
I'm not. No. Okay. I'm in consciousness, and at the moment, events and a lot of other, which is, again, to do with what we're talking about, alchemy event and the subject.
And we need to underscore for people that are tuning in late, when we talk about the alchemy event, that's the name of the event, but it's not about alchemy like you think of alchemy. It's not about turning lead into gold. It's about consciousness alchemy.
Yeah.
And as part of that mix.
When you bring George Norrie and Kevin Smith next to each other, and we listen to both of you, and Kerry Cassidy and Richard Dolan and Jordan Maxwell, and then we Skype with Japan with Princess Karo Nakamura of Japan. She's a great emissary, and she speaks. She's a light worker. She's a wonderful being, and then we Skype live event with India with Swami Nityananda, and how great he's in consciousness, and he's going to broadcast the event to 3 million of his followers on Friday 11/11/11 at 9 a.m. and that would be an awesome event itself. So there are multiple great events in this. You cannot put it all in a website. People say, well, I got to website, it's so this and that, but you have to really come to the event and travel, fly, swim, walk, however you can. I told the friend in New York, if you sit in the car, if you don't want to fly, you'll be here in a few days. So just get into the event, you know, and if you have financial difficulties, please call me. My phone number is on the website, my email address, and we all here to take care of your consciousness this event, and we can we have some chairs seats spared for those of you who are in financial difficulty. Researchers, they don't have time to work like myself, so we gotta live in as much as less as possible to survive and keep going and push the envelope forward. So we all need each other to support each other in this process. Is an alchemical process. It's not a simple 2 + 2 = 4. It's me, you, and him, and the other one, all of us, and her. We have to join hands together and in love and harmony create a new humanity. That's another subject I've been trying to push forward, creating a new humanity. We have a panel on Friday. We're going to talk about what now, what are we going to do after this? How are we going to, as everybody's awakening, how are we going to create this new humanity? It's not about government do things for you or put everything in your basket. I'm not talking about food or I'm talking about a future for us. We got to create that future ourselves. So don't expect too much from other people. You are a wonderful soul. You, all of you, are a great beings of light. That's why we're all together at this time and in this timeline. You should cherish that, and we all should shake. We all should join hands, shake hands, and hug each other. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Don't let other people show you any other picture. This is a blessing. We're all finding each other. We're all meeting. We're all talking. We're all awakening. We're all understanding the humanity. We're going through a lot of consciousness shift, and that's and then plus the extraterrestrials are here or coming or going, and they're in the atmosphere, under ocean, you name it, under the earth, hollow earth, other planets, Mars base, moon base. Come on, guys.
Well, let me say, you know,
enjoy it.
We have tons of listeners out in the Los Angeles area, and really everywhere, but I mean, I know we've got tons of listeners out in the Los Angeles area, lots of people listening, probably somewhere near a million people listening tonight, around a million listening at Indy 104, located out in the Los Angeles area. So come on, come. It's November the 11th, 2011, okay? So you've got a few weeks to get it together and come to the conference. I want to see you. I want to meet you. And by the way, if you come to the conference, you know, you do get to hear me speak, but you also can have lunch with me on Sunday and hang out with me, and I'll just get to meet you and get to know you personally, and there's no extra charge for that. We just want to meet you, all right? So I'm hoping you'll be there. Now, we've got a break coming up here very, very shortly, so I don't want to launch into something that will take us a while to explore. So let me just say, ladies and gentlemen, that you know, I think it's a great conference. I hope you will come out, be a part of it. Hope you'll come and meet me and allow me to meet you. It's always a pleasure. I don't speak at a lot of conferences, but it's always a pleasure for me to get the opportunity to meet you in person. So I hope you'll do that. Now, we'll continue with David Farman on the other side of this break, so don't go away, all right? Back to the Kevin Smith Show. This is Kevin Smith, and those of you joining us just now in this second hour, welcome. We are glad you're here. My sympathy to you for whatever it is that kept you from the first hour, but we're delighted you are here now, and you are aboard the KSS Starship. My guest this evening is S. David Farman. He is the organizer for this huge event that's going to be taking place 11-11-11 out in Los Angeles. It is called the Alchemy Event. If you go to my website and scroll down, you can see the picture about tonight's show. Those of you who are watching on our TV channel can see the picture. All right. Now, you scroll down until you see the picture about tonight's show and click it. When you do that, it'll take you over to the Alchemy Event website. And you'll get to see all the details, who's coming, you know, who's going to be speaking and when, what the events are, and what the ticket costs are and how to get the tickets and so forth. And like I said, we've got tons and tons of folks listening to the show, fans of this show, who are either in the Los Angeles area or within driving distance of that, easy travel distance. You could make it to this event. You've got time to plan for it. It's November 11-11, so it'll be coming up next month. I would like to see you there. I'm going to be there. I would like to meet you personally, and we'll have the opportunity to do that. David Farman is my guest. We are talking with him about this event and some other stuff. And David, before we open up the telephone lines here for the audience to participate, I want to ask you about the date. 11-11-11. Now, there are people who think there is something ominous about that date. Yet you've chosen that as the date for this event. What's your thinking on that? You think it's an ominous date?
11 is a master number and is a number of light. And when you put three 11s together, when three 11s come to each other, that's a master date. In other words, anything you would like to project in your subconsciousness, you can make it, create it happen. In other words, you project you would like to move to a bigger house, you would like to be much healthier, you would like to be much more aggressive in your business, you would like anything you project can be multiplied. And once we all get together in a group consciousness, we go on to meditate, we go on ascension process. Every morning, 8 a.m., I have a meditation running by me. I've been studying meditation for 30 years from different methods, and I can do guided meditation, plus ascension process on Friday, 11-11-11. At 11 a.m., we will do the 11-11-11 ascension process that I've been doing the rest of them. You can watch on my live stream channel. I have over 150 interviews and my own ascension processes. My live stream channel is livestream.com. Livestream, LiveStream, livestream.com / alien shift, ALIENSHIFT. And make sure you watch all the old videos of interviews I have and my own speeches about different subjects. So again, coming to Alchemy event, this is a 3-day event, and you're celebrating the 11-11-11, the activation sequence of that day, and what it can do for humanity. We're going to project our consciousness, what kind of humanity we would like to create as everybody is awakening, and what we would love to see in the earth, what kind of future for humanity, what kind of from different levels, you know, we can create our own energy, we can create our own food chain, everything new. You don't have to think old. We can create our new government. The same government can be shifted and changed, and these senators can leave the keys on their tables. And the new senators come in and they create a new government, and the new government and new humanity, new shift in consciousness. We all together, without any violence or destroying anything, occupying things or whatever, we can create new things. We're all humans. We're not animals.
Well, we all created what we have, so that's evidence that we can create something new.
Exactly. And, you know, all the religions coming together, all the conscious, subconsciousness, different ethnicities and colors and creeds, they're all coming together. Soon we will even come with face-to-face with ET races, different colors and creeds, and you name it, shape or form. And we have to be able to shift our consciousness really rapidly to new situations. And instead of being a potato couch in front of TV, get up and create your future. Don't watch too much. Be in action. Be active and create things. And join us in help us, because your number of people around the world, we need your help to push this envelope forward. Nobody else is going to help you. Nobody. And if you don't move this envelope forward, humanity will go backward, and this shift would be disastrous. So if you listening out there who is subconsciously higher level than other people out there, your numbers are higher because you understand, you research, you're spiritual, you have more brain, you have more education, and you're more intelligent than IQ. If you don't do this, who's going to do it?
Well, that's absolutely true. But, you know, the fact is, it doesn't take a lot of intelligence for a person to participate in creating a better future. Just average folks like me can do that. And really, I mean, you know, it doesn't take geniuses. It just takes people willing to change the future. To create a better future. One of the things that I talk about here on the show frequently is that the future is arriving every nanosecond. Okay, we're not standing still. The future's hitting us every nanosecond. One nanosecond before, that was future. Now it's present, now it's gone. And so, you know, there's no way to stop the future from hitting you in the face. But there is a lot you can do about what kind of future hits you in the face.
Exactly.
All right. I want to open up the telephone lines and invite our audience to participate in the show. You and I are going to continue talking.
Thank you.
But the telephone line is open. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question or if you have a comment, this is a guy who is out there making waves in our community, we call it the UFO, ET, paranormal community. He's out there making waves in a big, big way, and this is an opportunity for you to talk with him personally. Tell him what you think, ask him your questions. But the telephone number again, 623-444-5889. As I say sometimes, it doesn't matter whether you're calling me from east of the Rockies or west of the Rockies. That's the phone number, 623-444-5889. Now, out there around the world, there are folks who would like to call me, and they wonder if that number will work. And the answer is yes, it will. But we do understand that international telephone calls can be expensive. So for those of you who are not in the USA and you're not in Canada, we do have another option available to you. That is for you to click on the link that says Flash Message. So you go to my website, scroll down, you see the picture about tonight's show? Well, right above it is a link that says Flash Message. You click on that, and you can send me your comments. You can send me your questions that way, all right? If you are in the USA, if you are in Canada, then please use the telephone number. The flash messages are only for those outside of the USA or Canada. We have a very faithful listener to this show, regular listener to this show, David. His name is Brent. He may call in tonight. I don't know. He does call in frequently, so he may call in tonight.
Yes.
And so Brent has been involved for a couple of years now in doing some personal research in meditating inside of a pyramid that he built. He says that he does experience these are my words, these are my descriptions. He would perhaps describe it differently. But some sort of physical sensation, sort of a tingling all over as he meditates inside of this pyramid. Are you familiar much with this whole concept of meditating inside of a pyramid?
Yes. I've been talking to Valerie Uvaroff. He's the he's in Russia, and he's the head of Russian ufology with the Russian military. So for many years, we had him on our show, Skyping from Russia, and this time he said he is busy, he cannot attend. He says he is building multiple pyramids in Russia as we speak. And Mr. Yuvarov, he is one of the rare humans in the world regarding Egyptology and Russia and in Russia, and he's studied most of his life about pyramids, and he's building over five pyramids, he told me, in Russia with investors and Russian government. That I said, what's the rush? He said, well, they want them to be built before 2012. So he has built one giant one in his backyard, you can how to find him, or you can on Facebook, is available, Valery Yuvarov, or anyhow, making it simple, he told me, as you guys know, if you have a blade, it will be sharpened in the inside the pyramid, and your whole body and DNA start changing. So if you, for example, meditate inside the pyramid, those people who have slept in the sarcophagus in the Great Pyramid of Egypt, they have told us that one of our friends did, paying the guards to let him stay at night, and he told me what kind of experience he had, and it's amazing. So pyramid does change your full consciousness and the structure of pyramid. That's how it's built.
All right, let's go to the telephone line. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Ryan in Washington.
Hello, Ryan.
Yeah, I was wondering about your guest. What is the most interesting story to him in the UFO field? What UFO story does he find the most interesting?
Okay, let's find out. David, what UFO story is the most interesting to you?
Ryan, how you doing? What city you're in, Ryan?
I'm in Seattle.
Oh, okay. I'm just, by location, I can create a telepathic connection to you and understand your soul. You're a young soul who are investigating, and you have a lot of knowledge. We greet you, and we are happy to talk to you. A UFO story. What a story means to you, and what a story means to you?
Well, I guess what I was asking is, do you have an interest in the UFO subject?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
He said yes.
Okay. I guess let me just ask, what date was the Alchemy Conference again, and what time was, or where's the location again?
The location is in West Los Angeles, and is in Olympic Collection Banquet Conference Center. It's a great banquet hall with marble floors and great food, it's a fabulous location on Cross Street on Olympic Boulevard and Sawtelle in West Los Angeles near LAX. And it would be a three-day event from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday we go on to midnight. We go and have dance and parties and DJs and music, and we even have an alchemy matchmaking by Dr. Torrey. He's the greatest astrologer in the world, and Nostradamus astrology. He will match you what's the best opposite sex month and date for you to marry or whatever. So, or you can bring your partner. He will match you guys or not. And then.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. What do you think about the current? I don't know if you're an astrologist. What do you think about the current astrology of the universe right now, as far as like the way things are going right now. It seems things are sort of, I don't know, it just seems like people sort of have sent something on the horizon. I don't know what it is, but I'll just hang up the phone and thanks for taking my call.
Ryan, I'm going back to your first question. The greatest UFO story we're having right now is two, it's not a story, it's a fact. That's why I say why you call it a story. There's two events. One was in Russia over Kremlin, as some of you guys know, the tetrahedron UFO that we've been told they had a contact with Kremlin, and they had a mini UFO coming in and out of the giant tetrahedron and the landing on Kremlin and having a talk about future. We've been told they're talking about future with Russian government. I'm sure they're doing the same with U.S. government or Europeans, or India has some UFO studies, or Iran is doing a lot of contacts with UFOs, or many other nations doing different underground, overground, other planetary that they're not disclosing. Europeans, they're not disclosing with humanity. So the other great one, UFO stories in China, that they multiple times they shut the airports down in, I believe it was in one of the Shanghai, Beijing, or somewhere. And that's on internet. You can see those, that or O'Hare, Chicago Airport. These are all documented witnesses and filmed and everything. So other than that, there are a lot of other stories we can tell.
All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Well, Brent, the pyramid builder.
Yeah, it's copper with a white pine, or what is it, white spruce core.
All right. What's your question or comment for our guest?
Well, it's more for you. Do you realize you're going to start a riot in Los Angeles?
How so?
Well, if everybody, if you remember that commercial you had, the 6 million people, listeners on one show? If they don't want to meet you at the same time in one neighborhood, that's going to be a mess.
That's one, Brent, that's 1.6 million.
Okay.
Yeah, we did.
Still,
we,
one neighborhood, that's a,
on that station, we did hit, as you heard that that commercial, that's the station owner telling, called in and left that on my voicemail, that we hit 1.6 million. But after that one, we hit 1.8 million. But we average about a million, and on that station. And yeah, I hope they all show up for this conference. Don't you, David?
That's right. And Brent, this is City of Angels. We got millions and millions of people here that into consciousness and their light workers, and you have to come and see how people are in Los Angeles, not the image you're getting from TV or a couple of instances. So there are a lot of guns around, that's for sure. And again, people showing their angers or they're reacting as we go on through this change. It's normal, and it will be subsided once the consciousness. That's why we're in Los Angeles doing this in Los Angeles. It will change the planet from Los Angeles because we're going to stream it live. All those friends and listeners who are in the rest of the world, they can live stream, pay per view, watch the event, and they can even sign up on the homepage. We have the sign up. They can pay $39 and get their password registered, because our streaming costs a lot of money. We're going to charge $89 after November 1st. So this technology we're going to present, it's a better technology that in the streaming, that any country can watch the event, three-day event, and it's a lot of work, and a lot of people are helping us to put this together, and we pray for all the humans to catch up with this consciousness event and watch it if they cannot come to Los Angeles. Otherwise, Kevin is coming to Los Angeles. Why you cannot come to Los Angeles?
That's true. And Kevin drives tennis shoes.
I have more to stay.
Well, you should project what you wish, and the location will come to you eventually. So you have to keep thinking about it, consciously be positive. You need a location. You need a location to stay. You need this and you need that. You need money. And those stuff will come to you. You have to be more positive and be more energetic about what you wish. Maybe you're not wishing what you want to have.
I'll think about that, but I'm currently in the process of upgrading my pyramid a little bit. And if I can swing it, I'll be there in the astral plane.
Yeah, watch us online and stream it, and it would be wonderful.
All right, Brent, thank you so much for the call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, 623-444-5889. Those are like the magic coordinates of a stargate. If you put that combination of numbers in that order into that little device you call a telephone, 623-444-5889, you will be magically transported to right here in the Kevin Smith Show studio with S. David Farman and myself, and we will be delighted to talk to you. Let me check very quickly here and see if we have any flash messages that have come in as yet. Normally, they come in later, but no, we do not. Let me remind those who are listening to us around the world, if you cannot make that international telephone call, or you don't wish to make that international telephone call because it's expensive, then go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, scroll down, and you'll see the picture about tonight's show. Right above that picture, you will see a link that says Flash Message, and you can send us your questions or comments that way. David, you know, you're a bright, educated man, and a very successful man. I don't think there's anybody that would dispute that. But I think there are people who listen to the show. You know, they're new to the show. They're new to this whole concept of stuff that we're talking about. And I think some of them might be saying, I don't know if that stuff is real about think about it, think positively about it, meditate on it, it'll come to you. When we come back from this break, I want to talk with you about that. I want to know why you take that seriously. We'll be back.
And you are smart because you are listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Welcome back to The Kevin Smith Show. And indeed, you are smart because you are listening to The Kevin Smith Show. And, you know, if you weren't smart when you got here, you're smart now. It's just that magical thing that happens when you tune in. My guest this evening, look, for those of you who are listening and not watching, I said that tongue-in-cheek. You know that, don't you? You do have a sense of humor still, right? Okay. We're talking this evening with S. David Farman. He is the organizer of a gigantic event that's going to take place out in Los Angeles. You want to be a part of that. And you can do so by being present. It's going to be November the 11th, 2011. 11-11-11. It's called the Alchemy Event. And you can go to alchemyevent.com for details about it. It's going to be in the Los Angeles area. Those of you who are within travel distance of the Los Angeles area need to be there. Some of you, I happen to know, are listening to this aboard your private yacht. Now, you've got time to get that yacht from wherever it is in the world over to Los Angeles for this, so be sure you do that. For the rest of you who drive tennis shoes like I do, if you're in traveling distance, be there. And if you cannot, if you simply cannot physically be there, you will be able to attend via live streaming, and the information for how to do that and the way to get your tickets for that are on the website alchemyevent.com. You can go to my website and click on David's picture, and it'll take you to his website, alchemyevent.com. All right, you know, it's interesting. I said before we went to break, David, this idea that we can think positive and meditate on things and good things come to us. I said I want to talk about that when we come back from break. During the break, we got a flash message from France. It is from Rob in France. Based on its English, I would assume Rob is an American living in France, at least that, or maybe British living in France. But anyway, he says, what evidence is there, he addresses it to you, what evidence is there that having everyone telepathically think positive thoughts will actually change our future for the better? Au revoir.
David Wilcock is always talking about this, that or other researchers they've done different that they meditated a few times, like 1,000 people together. The crime rate in one city goes down over a month or weeks, matter of
time. Let me interrupt just a moment and say to our caller, hang on just a moment. We'll be right with you, but I want to hear this from David. Okay, so the crime rate goes down?
Yeah, if 1,000 people meditate together in one location, like our Regency Ballroom, it takes about 500 people as we speak. So if 500 of us on that day, on the event, 3 days, we meditate in 3 days, for God's sake, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Come on, guys. If you can meditate online with us anywhere you are in the world, in Kathmandu or Kalamazoo, just plug in and sit in front of your computer, meditate with us. If everybody, I don't know what else to do to put this whole energy together, and this is the best thing we can do, and that's what we're doing. So, and we're doing it on the best day of the year and the month and the in a decade, 11-11-11, and it's a 3-day event, Friday,
okay.
Saturday, Sunday, and Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, Kevin will be there, and Sunday, Kevin will speak, keynote speech, and we'll have lunch with everybody, come and take pictures, and George Norrie will be on Saturday 2012 panel with a bunch of us, and Laura Eisenhower, such a great speaker, will be there on Friday and Saturday and Sunday,
okay, we need to take this call. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is Clinton from Ireland.
Well, Clinton from Ireland, we're glad to hear from you.
I finally got Skype to work on your phone number.
Well, good.
All anybody has to do is go into their Skype account and set up a caller ID, and it'll get past your filters.
Okay. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Clinton, what did you what question or comment did you have for our guest tonight?
I'd like to ask your guest what is his views on all the violence, economic crashes around the world? Is it a part of our ascension? Is it something that we're just along for the ride with? And I'll take his reply off here.
Okay. Clinton, glad to hear from you. Yeah, we were picking up some feedback off of his speakers, but I'll tell you what, it's great to hear from Ireland this evening. Okay, what about all the economic crashes and the violence around the earth? Is this part of the ascension process?
Well, as we awakening in this time of the planet, as the souls are awakening, their third eye opens up and they see a number of things are not real. A real means a family is a real thing. A job is a real thing. A building is a real thing. My friendship with somebody is a real thing. But when you get to money, somebody promised on a paper and somebody keep printing it without gold reserves, and we hear the Fort Knox is empty, they shipped it to China to pay Chinese back, or whatever we hear, all these conspiracies, whether it's true or not, then we feel money is not satisfying the planet, because a lot of people hoarding it. 2% of the population of the earth want to have all the money and all the power and enslave the rest of the planet. So as we awakening, we see this is false and this is not real. So we have to create immediately. That's one of the things we're going to talk on Friday on a panel with Laura Eisenhower and five more people about where are we going from here? How are we going to create without bartering, without money? How are we going to feed our future distribution of food or goods and services for everybody in the planet? This planet can feed everybody for free. The energy is there for free. Everybody can have light for free. Everybody, even in Somalia. If in Israel they can build a desert, create gardens and beauties, believe me, in Somalia they can do it too. We don't need people die like that. We have enough food to feed everybody. It's just a bunch of politicians are choking the planet. And they will pay the price one day soon.
Well, you know, I totally agree with that. I am the most non-political person there is. I mean, I am truly non-political. There's not a political party on the planet that could possibly claim my loyalty. I have seen this over and over and over. People all over the planet really want to get along with each other and can. Regardless of religion and culture, they can and they do, as long as the politicians stay out of the way. But the politicians get into the mix, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, we got a war going. So, yeah, I totally agree with that. David, when you decided to do this event, I mean, this is a big event. You pretty much put it all on the line here. I mean, this is total commitment for you, isn't it?
It's we came across a lot of obstacles. Not only obstacles financially, because I have a big family to feed, and being out of work, it became a nightmare. Then I prayed over it for a year. I didn't have an event for a year, and it was very hard for me because I love events and bringing people together and send energies. And in this year, everybody put me down, and they had other events, and they wouldn't even invite me to talk, or radio shows pushed me down. They cut my speeches on radios. They knocked me off. They don't want people hear me. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak tonight. I love you for that. And we hope to hear all the stuff you need to say on Sunday. It would be a great honor to listen to you, Kevin. And basically putting this idea together and creating an event mentally, you come across a lot of obstacles. Not only that, a lot of souls react. The negative ones, we had a great backfire from them. They even attacked us on internet, on the phone, in person. Why are you doing this? Get off the stage. We don't want to hear you. All different kind of things from all angles. And this is their spirits are reacting. which is normal. When you want to put the truth out there, the falsehood rises up, want to show itself, but the light always, because we are on the side of the light, we are new hope for humanity, all of us, so we will, even we are few people that can change the world, doesn't matter, we don't need millions or multitudes. Always in every time of the history, few people change this planet, change countries and people and things around. Few good people, we all join hands together. We can do magic and we can change a lot of things. And we all know each other. I mean, on the background, I'm sure Kevin knows a lot of people who are in the background working to change future and even change America for better. And we all hoping to create a new, better society and better world for everybody as we are beacon of freedom and light for the world in America. We're standing in Los Angeles, city of angels, and talking to the world and talking about the consciousness and how the rest of the world can look to us, or we can look to them in the brotherhood of man, creating new humanity with the guy in Africa, with the guy in Canada, with the guy in Kathmandu or Kalamazoo.
Well, we got a guy in Australia named Paul who has sent me a flash message, and he says, if your event is a success in Los Angeles, is there any chance you might bring it to Australia?
Yes, we have on Facebook, we have some friends. They did have an event a year ago. I forgot who was the gentleman who ran it. But then they asked me, why don't you come to Australia? The problem with Australia is so vast, and once we looked at it, we can go to Canberra or all those big spots to talk. But they're so spread out, the population pocket. It depends on investor. If this gentleman find an investor who can take us to Australia, we've been called to London, and we have a lot of followers on Alien Shift past 11, 12 years in London or Germany, in the UK, Germany, and a number of other European.
All right, David, we have to step away for a break. It's taking over, and it's taking us out of here. Paul, thanks for that, and we'll be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We are on Final Approach, ladies and gentlemen. That means we don't have but just a few minutes left in tonight's show. If you've been saying, oh, I want to call, I've got a question, I know Kevin's going to ask that question, and you're still waiting. If I haven't asked it, I probably haven't thought of it, so you need to get over it and give us a call. And the number is 623-444-5889. We do have, David, we've got a flash message here from Finland, from Vic. What you do with the conference is wonderful effort for the world. I hope it works very good, but how to protect from hoaxers? I think what he's asking is how do you protect yourself from having a fraud or a hoaxer show up as a speaker?
The speakers we pick and choose, we all know them, who they are and what they say, and so we are very careful to pick and choose as speakers who they are.
Okay, so these are people that you know their track record.
We study their material and their witnesses or their books or subjects. And of course, there's always gray areas. People can mix things together or misrepresent. But again, this is your judgment as an audience to be in any event and understand what this speaker is talking about. So it's, again, it's your judgment to pick and choose what's right or wrong.
Well, you know, I run a spot on our TV channel that says, it shows a rhinoceros, and it says, if you gave 16 blind men the task of describing this animal, the only way they could do it would be by actually touching the animal. And then they each would describe the part they're touching.
Right.
Which one is right? Well, they all are, in part. But each one by itself would not be completely correct.
Exactly. It's alchemy, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing our energies and consciousness. We're pushing the envelope forward. These gentlemen have fears, and fear is not any subject for us to consider. We are light. We're light beings. Our consciousness cuts like a blade through falsehood, and we are going forward, and that's why we're at this time in your planet. Please answer our call. Join us, whether you're in town in Los Angeles or you're streaming live pay-per-view from the event. Or either way, you can purchase the DVDs later on to watch it after the event. And please sponsor our event. There's a sponsor page. Please invest in our future events in your city or country. We will travel if you're willing to invest. Please come and see our great speakers and Kevin Smith on Saturday and Sunday, and myself, 3 days, and you name it, we have 26 speakers. So please join us and help us to move the humanity to a new frontier with our consciousness.
Well, and also let me say this. You know, a lot of people that listen to this show also are fans of Coast to Coast with George Norrie. This show goes off the air, and then an hour later, George Norrie's show comes on.
Right.
And so a lot of people are fans of both shows. We're not, George and I are certainly not enemies. We have met briefly in Los Angeles at a movie premiere. And we're not, George and I are not in competition, and we're not enemies of each other by any stretch of the imagination. We've only met once briefly. We haven't, there's no way we could have enough time to become enemies. But we're not. But I do know that we have people that are fans of this show and fans of Coast to Coast. Well, this is a chance for you to come out and see both of us. George Norrie's going to be there. He's going to host a luncheon, and, well, it'll be at a luncheon, but he'll host a panel during the luncheon. And that's on Saturday. And then on Sunday, I'm speaking, and then I'll be present at lunch and available if you want to meet me. I'm just going to hang out with everybody if you want to meet me. And, you know, please just don't throw tomatoes if you don't want to meet me. Don't throw tomatoes, okay? Or eggs. But just, you know, we'll have a great time. And this is a chance for you to meet both of us. And if you want to, and of course I realize there are some people that say, I don't want to meet either one of these guys. Okay. You don't have to. There are about there are tons of other great speakers that are going to be there. Come and meet them and hear them. It's going to be good. And it is called the Alchemy Event. All right. Let's say this... We do the Alchemy Event, and it comes off as a rip-roaring success, as we expect it will. What's next? Are you going to do another Alchemy Event somewhere else?
After this, I'm planning to do a spiritual event, hopefully in Los Angeles or somewhere else, in March or April, and hopefully... with the help of many, as they always prayed for us, we will go forward and do the next event. And a spiritual event in Los Angeles, it's a big deal because there are so many spiritual people here. What I'm talking about, that another consciousness, not necessarily ufology, because once a year ufology is enough. next one would be totally consciousness. And we will invite a lot of different speakers regarding consciousness and move the humanity towards that goal.
Do you know what the problem with Earth is, according to Kevin? The problem with Earth is kangaroos. Now, here's why. If you were raised in a family where everyone in the family believed they were a kangaroo, and you grew up believing you were a kangaroo, and you were taught, be the best kangaroo you can be, because then when you grow up, the great kangaroo in the sky is going to bless you, and life will be wonderful. But you grow up and find out it's hard to get a job when you hop around everywhere. And you can't, if you do get one, you can't keep one, because employers don't like hoppers. And so you can't figure out, well, what's wrong? And you think, well, I'll be the best kangaroo I can be. I'll work harder at it. And you work hard and you work hard and work hard at being the best kangaroo you can be. How good a kangaroo can you be? You can't, because you're not. And the problem with Earth is we have a lot of people running around trying to be the best humans they can be, when in fact we're above that. And you can't be what you're not. That's the problem. Now, for those of you that it just blew your mind, check out my seminar. It's called Angels, Nephilim, and Anunnaki. It's on the website. Check it out. That will explain it. If you think I just went around the corner, so far I won't come back, check that out, because that's that explains it all. David, it's been great having you with us here tonight, and I hope that we can have you back on before the conference. I'm pretty sure that we can schedule that. If you will, just stay on the line with me for a moment, and let me bring this flight of the KSS Starship in for a landing. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, we have our members community open and waiting just for you, and it only costs 25 cents a day. That comes to $7.50 a month, and you get everything that you ever dreamed possible in a show right there, including our archives. I forgot to mention that earlier. Also, be sure you subscribe to the K-Files right now, because in just a few minutes we're going to begin sending out this week's version of the K-Files, this week's edition, and we want you to be able to get it. My friends call me Steel Eye, my enemies do too, and you can call me whatever you'd like to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.